AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. At the Supreme Court nomination hearings for Ketanji Brown Jackson, Texas Republican Ted Cruz told her this won't have the same atmosphere as the hearing for Justice Brett Kavanaugh.
No one is going to inquire into your teenage dating habits. No one is going to ask you with mock severity, do you like beer?
Ketanji Brown Jackson is the first black woman nominated for the nation's highest court. Rhode Island Democrat Sheldon Whitehouse says her resume is impressive.
You have presided over virtually every kind of case a federal trial judge can hear across criminal and civil law. You have more experience actually trying cases in your courtroom than any other member of the court.
Jackson has been a federal judge for the past 9 years. In Philadelphia,
this is a very sad day for Pennsylvania.
Governor Tom Wolf says two Pennsylvania troopers and a civilian were struck and killed by a vehicle on an interstate this morning. The driver is in custody. The battle for the strategic Ukrainian port city of Mariupol rages on. Ukraine has rejected a Russian offer to evacuate its troops from the besieged city, and Russian bombardment continues. Russia has warned relations with the U.S. are on the verge of a breach, citing President Biden's recent criticism of Russian President Vladimir Putin. A China Eastern Boeing 737-800 with 132 people on board crashed in southern China in the country's worst air disaster in nearly a decade. No word yet on survivors. Boeing's stock dropped more than 4% in heavy trading. A judge ruled former Michigan Governor Rick Snyder and several other officials must testify in a civil trial involving engineering firms being sued over liability for lead-contaminated water connected to the Flint water crisis. The ex-wife of Missouri Republican Senate candidate Eric Greitens accused him of physical abuse. This is AP News. Since the Russian invasion of Ukraine, gas prices in the U.S. have shot up. Andrew Gross at AAA says they are going back down.
Well, gasoline prices have fallen since March 11th, when they hit a record high of $4.33. And they have now fallen about 7 cents. They're down to $4.25 right now. And they've been falling every single day since the 11th.
Gross says prices vary depending on where you live. Analyst Tom Kloza was asked about a strike in California at a Chevron refinery facility.
History shows that refinery strikes don't typically have an impact on the price of fuel, whether you're talking gasoline, diesel, or jet fuel.
Former tennis champion Boris Becker went on trial in London for allegedly concealing property, including 9 trophies from bankruptcy trustees, and dodging his obligation to disclose financial information to settle his debts. Becker, who was on bail, denies all the charges. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.